AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a potential boost to Middle East ceasefire efforts, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's authorized direct negotiations with Lebanon aimed at disarming Iranian-backed Hezbollah militants. Israel's bombardment of Lebanon prompted Iran to extend its chokehold on the Strait of Hormuz.
The Strait of Hormuz is open.
But the Islamic Republic's Deputy Foreign Minister Saeed Qutbzadeh told ITV,
"Of course, there are technical restrictions because of the war zone and because of many arrangements that Iran did during the war."
Charles Deledesma reports,
"Semi-official news agencies in Iran have published a chart suggesting the country's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has put sea mines into the Strait of Hormuz, a likely pressure tactic ahead of negotiations in Islamabad."
Those talks expected to take place this weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin has declared a ceasefire in Ukraine over the Orthodox Easter from 4 p.m. Saturday until the end of Sunday. Putin's move follows Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's proposal earlier this week. And a former New York City police officer sentenced to prison.
3 to 9 years for former Sergeant Eric Duran. He was convicted of manslaughter. In 2023, Duran tossed a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect, Eric Dupre, who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. Hawk Newsom is with Black Lives Matter.
In New York's history, it is a very seldom occurrence that justice prevails when a cop kills a black and brown person. But today, in the Bronx, we got it right.
Arthur Adela is Duran's attorney.
Sergeant Duran never acted with malice. He never wanted to hurt somebody. He wanted to save someone. His whole career, he was protecting people.
Duran is the first former NYPD officer sentenced to prison for an on-duty death in at least 2 decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Team USA's Olympic golden goal has put a spotlight on hockey dentists.
Jack Hughes has been celebrated for scoring the game-winning goal against Canada at the Olympics. Hughes scored the golden goal after having his front teeth knocked out earlier in the game. New Jersey Devils defenseman Brendan Dillon says he started wearing a mouth guard as a youth and wears one in the NHL.
Parents were pretty adamant from a young age after I cost them an arm and a leg for braces 3 times from hockey-related incidents.
Washington Capitals team dentist Tom Lynn says hockey dentists are needed for a variety of injuries.
It can be a simple chipped tooth. It can be, as you know, teeth knocked out. It can be jaw fractures.
A mouth injury is a badge of honor in hockey. In the gold medal game, Jack Hughes not only did not miss a shift after being injured, he already has had his teeth fixed. I'm Mike Hempen.
There are more stories at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.